In the day's other news, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized Pfizer's low-dose COVID booster shot for children 5 to 11 years old. The CDC's recommendation on the shot could come later this week. And overseas, China restricted more Beijing residents to their homes to help control a small outbreak. That, in turn, sparked new frustration from locals.
Every day there's uncertainty because you don't know if you're going to be quarantined at home or segregated in an office area. Every day also requires a nucleic acid test to be done. In fact, I still feel that this policy is indeed a bit too much, but I also have to respect this policy.
Meanwhile, Shanghai has reported three straight days of no new cases outside quarantine neighborhoods. That could finally lead to lifting lockdowns that have lasted more than 6 weeks. The number of U.S. highway deaths shot up last year after a lull during the pandemic. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports nearly 43,000 people were killed on the roads, nearly 120 every day of the year. That was 10% higher than in 2020 and the most since 2004. In Ukraine, the last resistance to Russia's invading army appeared to crumble in the southern city of Mariupol. Ukrainian officials said their remaining fighters were abandoning a ruined steel plant there. That would give Russia a major victory, a key port, and a land bridge to Crimea, which Moscow seized in 2014. We'll focus on this in detail after the news summary. Final election results in Lebanon show Hezbollah Shiite militants backed by Iran have lost their majority in parliament. Sunday's vote came amid the country's economic collapse and political deadlock. As results were being tallied, supporters carried one opposition candidate through the streets in a victory procession.
This is a national celebration, par excellence. After 2.5 years of directly facing off in the streets against a government of injustice, finally we've begun the journey to change in Lebanon. This is a national celebration.
Hezbollah's most vocal Christian party opponents were among the biggest winners in the voting. Back in this country, in a first-of-its-kind lawsuit, two Democratic presidential electors in Wisconsin are suing the state's Republican electors over the 2020 vote. The Republicans tried to cast electoral ballots for then-President Trump, even though Joe Biden carried the state. The lawsuit seeks future restrictions on the Republicans and up to $2.4 million in damages. For the first time in a half century, the U.S. Congress has held a hearing on unidentified flying objects, or UFOs. A government report last year cited more than 140 unexplained incidents since 2004. At a House hearing today, Pentagon officials said they have no evidence of anything like space aliens, but they insisted they are open to any explanation.
Our goal is not to potentially cover up something if we were to find something. It's to understand what may be out there and to work with organizations as appropriate, if it's a weather phenomenology with NOAA, if it's a potential for extraterrestrial life or an indication of extraterrestrial life with someone like NASA.
Lawmakers from both parties said there is a potential national security concern if Chinese or Russian technology is involved. Billionaire Elon Musk warned today that his deal to buy Twitter cannot happen unless there is proof that fake and spam accounts comprise less than 5% of users. Musk said he believes the real figure is at least 20%. The Tesla founder offered $44 billion for Twitter last month, but he put that on hold last week. The head of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, reaffirmed today that the central bank will keep raising interest rates until inflation declines. He also said that if need be, policymakers will consider moving more aggressively. The Fed already raised short-term rates by 0.75 percentage point this year. And on Wall Street, stocks rallied on news of strong retail sales in April. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 431 points, 1%, to close at 32,654. The Nasdaq rose 321 points. That's nearly 2.8%. The S&P 500 also added 2%. Still to come on the NewsHour, the United States grapples with the impact of the pandemic as we pass the grim milestone of 1 million deaths. Our student reporting labs reflect on how seeing negative stereotypes of Asian Americans in media can affect mental health. We remember the victims of the racially motivated mass shooting in Buffalo, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.